Bigger cruise ships are on Haines' roster for 2017, and the senior center bond question will be on the October ballot in Skagway. It's the KHNS News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. Skagway voters will decide this fall whether to bond for a proposed senior center and housing facility. At a meeting Thursday, the Borough Assembly unanimously voted to add the bond question to the October 4th ballot. The borough's tentative plan is to pay for the $6 million bond with property tax increases. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Some Skagway residents have been working for years to build a permanent gathering space for seniors. Right now, seniors use a daycare building as a temporary center in the winter. They have senior lunches at a local church. But this estimated $5.9 million project would offer a year-round place for the town's aging population. Michael Baish heads the committee that's led the senior center charge. He said this project would honor the town's history.
Skagway sells its history. It's our business. And the living history we have is the people who are here. I think that the senior center needs to be recognized as a place for that history to continue and to be recorded.
An assessment conducted as part of the project's planning found a shortage of services and housing for Skagway's seniors. So 7 apartments were incorporated into the about 10,000 square foot building. The committee is now calling the endeavor the Skagway Community Activity Center and Senior Housing Complex. Committee member Ginny Cochran addressed the assembly.
We would like this new building to be a community activity center, not just a senior center. In fact, we would like to get rid of that word, senior, because it kind of scares some people. Although I noticed quite a few gray hairs up there.
A couple assembly members said they support the project, but worry about the cost. Spencer Morgan said the slate of ongoing and future capital projects is going to add up to a lot of money.
My concern is the timing right now. We've got some other projects that are going to be coming up. I'm a little concerned at where we're going to be bonding capacity-wise if this gets approved.
Skagway currently has about $20 million in bond debt. The assembly was able to cut down on the proposed bond amount for the senior project. At first, it was estimated to cost $7 million. With some adjustments to the design, the cost is now about $6 million. After making that revision, the assembly unanimously passed the ordinance, sending the bond question to the ballot for the public to decide. If voters approve the measure, the borough's current plan is to raise mill rates to pay off the debt on the bond. Resident Tim Borsey asked that part of that discussion focus on the disparity in mill rates between service areas. Borsey said service areas 1 and 2 pay the lion's share of property taxes.
And I just think it's time to revisit the way the mill rate is assessed in the community.
He pointed to the projects the town has bonded for in the past that are still getting paid off, like the library and clinic, which benefit all service areas.
It's time that it's spread a little more equitably.
Assembly members seemed open to having that discussion if they decide to raise taxes. Residents also spoke up about the city potentially selling the historic Rapuzzi House. The reason? Money. Borough manager Scott Hahn has said that the cost of restoration of the house just isn't feasible in the town's current financial situation. But some residents, like Jeff Brady, asked the assembly to reconsider.
It's a gem that should not be let go.
After hearing from the public, Mayor Mark Schaefer said the municipality should probably keep the Rapuzzi House. Assemblyman Morgan suggested forming a conservation committee to brainstorm ideas for the building's future. The assembly also heard from members of the public in support of bringing in a third-party port consultant to facilitate re-engaging in Tidelands lease discussions with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. The assembly expects to review port consultant proposals at its next meeting on September 15th. In Haines, I'm Emily Files. ¶¶
As the summer tourism season winds down and Haines gets ready to button up for the winter, Tourism Director Leslie Ross is already looking ahead to next summer. The final numbers aren't in yet on how Haines did overall this year, but Ross says all signs point to a larger number of visitors. The plan for 2017 includes visits from bigger cruise ships, bringing in even more guests.
One of the biggest changes is next year we have several new large cruise ships coming in.
Haines will hit the ground running next May in a this-is-not-a-drill kind of way. Ross says starting in mid-May, the Port Chilkoot dock will see its three biggest ships of the year back to back to back.
So there won't be any kind of slow start. Everyone needs to be ready to go.
Royal Caribbean's Radiance of the Sea, with its more than 2,500 passengers and 900 crew members, will make its only appearance in Haines on May 22nd. The next day, Princess Cruises' Grand Princess, with a capacity of 2,600 passengers and 1,100 crew members, will make the first of three appearances. The Zaandam from Holland America will follow the two bigger ships in its usual Wednesday slot. There are a few new, smaller and mid-sized ships on the roster as well, which will increase cruise passengers by about 10,000 people. This year, about 38,500 cruise folks arrived in Haines, down by a few thousand from the 2015 season. Ross attributes the bigger ships to a few different things.
For the large ships, it's correlated with the initiative that we're giving 50% off the docking fees, and we marketed pretty heavily going down to Miami and to Seattle. I had a pretty big promotion this year, not only the 50% initiative, but also really promoting ourselves as the different port with a lot of arts and culture focus, the focus that you get an exclusive experience in Haines without having four ships in port.
The 50% discount in docking fees in 2017 doesn't add up to that much, about $1,500 per visit. But Ross says even the big cruise lines are watching their bottom line, and the borough can potentially make it up in sales tax revenue from the additional people in town. Ross says the Jokat Kwan Cultural Heritage Center in Klukwan is getting rave reviews from visitors. The center opened this spring after decades in the making.
It's a cliche word to say authentic, but most people say that when they look at Haines. They're like, this is an authentic experience in authentic Alaska. They love that they're the only ship in port, and that they're not overrun by trinket stores and jewelry stores, that they feel like they're really getting to see the people of Haines.
Ross says her goal is always to draw more visitors to Haines without crossing the line and losing that authenticity. She says a bolstered social media presence and strategically placed print ads will hopefully continue to draw more tourists. Next week, Skagway residents will have an opportunity to share their thoughts on a difficult question. What time of year would be best for a 2.5-month ferry dock closure? The State Department of Transportation plans to refurbish Skagway's Marine Highway dock. The refurbishment will put the dock out of commission for about 2.5 months. Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer gave an update at an assembly meeting on Thursday.
A shutdown of the float is coming. We have to figure out when it's best for us and any alternatives.
Schaefer said Marine Highway Chief Mike Newsell said there are three closure options: summer of 2017 between June and August, fall of 2017 between September and November, or spring of 2018 between February and April.
That's a basic question we have to answer, is when do we think the best window is for a ferry float closure?
Schaefer scheduled a meeting for Wednesday at 5 p.m. in City Hall to gather public input on the question. Whether the dock repair will knock out Marine Highway service completely is up in the air. If the project were to happen next fall or winter, the ferry system is still trying to figure out which vessel would run the Prince Rupert to Skagway route. The usual ship, the Matanuska, is scheduled to undergo repairs. A DOT spokesperson said last month the passenger-only service using one of Skagway's other docks might be an option, but those plans have yet to be worked out. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.